always curious on how the other side contacts you, how spirit guides contact you, or maybe people that have passed away in your life, how they try to get a hold of you. Because I never, you know, I never really feel like I get that ever. I never really feel like, oh, my dad's looking out for me, or my dad did this, or whatever. But not to say that he's not. I'm just saying I just don't know what I'm looking for, you know?
Spirit guides have a great sense of humor. They love to make us laugh. And my spirit guides are always making me laugh. One thing that they'll do, for example, is have us see a color. If you're constantly seeing yellow or purple cars, which are practically non-existent, and then purple billboards and so on, start to go, okay, what does this purple mean? If you start noticing things, you may not know what it means, but they'll keep working with you until you get it. And all of a sudden, you meet the love of your life, who's dressed from head to toe in purple.
You're saying that they have a sense of humor. Let me ask you this. We're about to run out of time. But so I'm leaving the gym the other day, and I'm walking, and I look over, and I see this guy walking toward me. And he reminds me so much of my dad. Like, I've never seen anyone look so much like him in all these years. He passed away, you know, I don't know, in 97, so like 20 years ago almost. It might be 20 years ago now. Anyway, is that... I know that guy's not him, and he doesn't... when I saw his face up close, I'm like, yeah, that's obviously... didn't really look like him, but body type, height, hair, beard, like, it was all looked just like him as he's walking, and my dad was a nurse, so he looked like he was wearing scrubs as he was walking toward me, and I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. It ended up being, you know, a sweatsuit because he was going to the gym, but... So is that... Do you think that's something, like, a sense of humor type thing? Like, hey, I'm here type of thing?
No, it's just like Greg was that the same Greg that called in a minute ago? He thought it was, so that's ridiculous, like my tires are fine, or I'm not going to get pulled over or whatever. We tend to, and I used to do that too, we edit things, we overrule it with our logic. So that was your dad. Your dad was really there in the spirit form, and he just made sure that's why you were drawn to be there at that moment, and why you had this double take that you thought it was your father, because in the spirit form, it was, and he chose to have you be in that place at that time because he could use that vehicle, that person, to work with.
Wow.
His soul was actually there. He didn't invade the space of the guy. He was just around, and your logic, your intuition, wouldn't have allowed you to actually see him the way I could. If I was standing next to you, I'd go, oh, your father's over there.
Yeah.
And it would be, look to you like a blank wall or empty lot or something. Because I don't need a 3D reminder like a body.
Right.
But am I making any sort of sense?
Yeah, totally. You're giving me chills. So I got it.
I know you have to wrap this up, but your dad was really and truly there. And he's totally laughing right now. That's the part of the sense of humor.
Wow.
And you're going to start seeing him more and more.
Interesting. Okay. Well, we'll talk more about that another time. Victoria Bullis, thank you so much for being on once again. If you want to talk to Victoria off the air, you can hit her up on her website, Victoria. Bullis.com, BULLIS.com. Victoria, thanks for being on once again. We'll talk soon, okay?
Okay.